And our next speaker, I first met on a picket line at Pennine Foods, which was the most amazing picket line I've come across, because it actually reflected the working class in North Derbyshire, Sheffield, with East European workers, Asian workers, British workers standing side by side. So please welcome Florin Luca. He's from the Bakers Union, another union that's nationally affiliated to stand up to racism, and he's going to address us today. He's a migrant worker from Romania.
Hello, I'm very honored to be here with you. 9 months ago, we went on strike. We had a 48-hour strike. We didn't know how to pick it. We didn't know how to stop the lorries going in or the workers. We didn't know nothing, but we learned very quickly. And by the second 48-hour strike, we had learned how to run a picket, because trade unionists came and helped us, because socialist workers came and helped us, because some guys and neighbors from our factory came and helped us and showed us how to do it. We learned that there cannot be division between us. We learned that black workers, Asian workers, Polish, Slovakian, Romanians, to stand hand in hand and to defeat our boss. No wagon crossed our picket lines in 48 hours, and that finger has hurt our company. It was a great experience for me and for everybody. Whenever I was in strike before, we never had this. That it was a moment of great unity and brotherhood. We live hard times now in a scary world where the fascism has become a government policy, where the racist crimes are rising every day, where we have travel bans, Islamophobia, discrimination, xenophobia, anti-Semitism. Here in UK, this government, through the Brexit policies, use the EU migrants like bargain chips, refusing to guarantee our rights. I'm frightened for my son and for my family. What will happen when the Britain leaves you? This is our home now. We have a life here. Me and my wife, we are working hard to provide a better life for my son. We pay in taxes. We live a honest, hard-working life. I'm hoping that we can stay in our home in the UK. I'm hoping that my son can stay and continue his school. But things need to change now, and this stay in our power to make it happen. If we stand up together, if we support each other, if we work together, we can find a way to stopping the racism and the racist attacks, a way to stop the government attempts to divide us. And I want to say something. UKIP, Theresa May, Donald Trump, you are a disgrace. We are not scared of you. We will fight together against tyranny, racism, and fascism. Solidarity, brothers and sisters. Thank you.